Blog Talk Radio.
Cologne, and welcome to our new edition of OYC 21, which stands for Own Your Career in the 21st Century, on Friday, September 25th, from Jackson, New Jersey, on Blog Talk Radio online at blogtalkradio.com/OYC21. Our mission is to educate and empower students and professionals globally in how to network, a critical skill in managing one's career as a business. And what we've been doing is inviting both the students and executives to really share with us best practices on how to manage one's career as a business, how to network, how do they manage the day-to-day crises and issues and things that come up on a daily basis. And I'm so excited to have a good friend and a networking associate and an extraordinary individual, a Syracuse University student in the School of Engineering, and also a member of the National Society of Black Engineers as well. And I welcome to our show this morning Patrina Bailey. Patrina, how are you today?
Hi, Rod. Thank you for having me. I'm doing well.
Excellent. Excellent. So tell our wonderful audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am currently a senior in mechanical engineering, so I'll be graduating very soon. I decided to go to Syracuse University because I just wanted something different from New York City, where I'm from. I decided to major in mechanical engineering because I feel I thrive in the science field and I just want to try it in the engineering division.
Right when I got
onto campus, I got involved with NSD and I am still involved with it. I've held various positions on the e-board such as treasurer, secretary, vice president, and now I am the Fall Regional Conference Planning Committee, which is on the regional level. I've also done internships. I am currently doing research, and that's basically what I'm doing right now.
That's fantastic. So I guess you have quite a few things to add and that you've incorporated on your resume.
Yes. Too much, actually.
Which is great. So now, Patrina, you've heard me speak in groups, and my theme consistently is about managing your career as a business. You own it. You're the CEO of a wonderful enterprise, Bailey Inc. Enterprises. What does that mean to you?
Well, when I heard you do that talk back in the Inroads conference and you were talking about running your career as a business, I thought to myself, that's very true, because it's critical to run your career as a business because your career is basically a connection to society. You work for something that involves customers, goods, and services. So if your career only involves you and only you, then you can do however you please with it. But since it's a career that involves other people, you have to be considerate of them. So in a business, there are deadlines, challenges, ups and downs. So I feel like professionalism basically sums up how to overcome all these obstacles. And if you are, if you run your career professionally, if you run it as a business, you're meeting these deadlines, you're making sure that everything and everyone stays on track, and you're not creating conflict or feeling one, and you're also keeping a positive attitude for most of the time. And of course there are going to be dark times, but as stated, persistence will get you through it and on to the next step.
Great. Excellent. Now, work with many students, and I have a few in my own board of directors that are college students. And one of the things that they mentioned to me on a consistent basis is how busy they are, difficult to get things done. So we talk about managing one's career and to network and getting out there and meeting and following up becomes just too much. Just everything is just too much to do and have some type of a social life. How do you manage that effectively?
Time management is every college student's difficulty. Ever since freshman year, I've been an organized person, but then I didn't have anything that would keep me on track until I found this website and app called Wunderlist. And it's basically an online planner that you can access through your computer, your phone, basically any device. And it's a to-do list, so I broke it down into my classes. I set the homework, test, exams with deadlines, and you can also set reminders on it. So
right.
That's how I keep my academics in check. And then I also create a section for miscellaneous stuff like errands to do on my downtime, NSBE stuff to do. Since I'm looking into graduate school now, I have graduate assignments to do. So that helps me keep my daily tasks in check and making sure that I do it every day.
Okay. See, that's why I love this program, because we never know what's underneath the hood, what's really going on. I, no clue, never heard of Wunderlist. Just quickly took a peek at it, and I guess it's spelled Wunderlist, correct?
Yes, correct. It's
right.
A really
so,
good
so,
app.
So, yeah, so the app is Wunderlist, and Petrina, after this show, we're certainly going to be taking a peek at it and talking it up a storm. Fantastic. So, you know, with this app, it's there, it's all on you, so perfect for the students, and I'm not sure how many students are aware of that, so thank you for that great tip. Moving on, Petrina, one of the app that I use that I've been talking about for years, and I guess now it's going over 10 years, is LinkedIn. How do you use it?
I use LinkedIn as basically my online resume, whereas it doesn't have to sit on a page, so I can put everything that I've done in my college career up to this point. And I think it's really great because I can go into depth with what I've done so as to show prospective employers or other college students the experience that I have. I also use LinkedIn to connect with friends and colleagues, as well as, again, prospective employers. And it's just a great way to see what other people are doing and seeing if maybe I'll be interested in that. So I definitely keep a strong presence on LinkedIn, making sure everything's up to date, especially my profile picture. And, yeah, that's basically it.
Right. So in essence, what you spoke about earlier, all the different groups and leadership roles, as your online presence or your online brand or your online resume, you'll incorporate those things as well.
Yes, of course.
Excellent. Now, if someone sends you a invitation to join you on LinkedIn, and you don't know them, what do you do?
Well, I check to see what type of connection are they. Are they second, third, or even fourth? And I see what type of experiences they have. Maybe that's how we connected somehow. Maybe it's through NSBE. Maybe because we're in the same school. And if I see that we have no connection and they just reached out to me, it makes me think that maybe they're just reaching out to random people, so then I'll be hesitant to accept their invitation. But I'll definitely do some research on them to see if they'll be a good connection for me and I'll be a good connection
right.
for them.
How about the other way around? You connecting to someone you have not spoken to or met, but you'd like to connect, speak with them, get some advice from them. How would you approach that?
Well, as stated before, I'm researching about graduate school because I'm thinking about going there after graduation, and I've recently reached out to two individuals. We share a connection that we go to the same school, and I reached out to them, and deleting whatever the automatic LinkedIn says, I would like to connect with you on LinkedIn. Instead of writing that, I wrote exactly why I want to connect with them. I said, I just want to hear about your experience in grad school, how you chose this major, how was your experience in Syracuse. So that's how I connect with individuals on LinkedIn.
Perfect. Yeah, I love it. You're listening to OYC 21 on Friday, September 25th, 2015, from Jackson, New Jersey, on Blog Talk Radio, online at blogtalkradio.com/OYC21. Our guest today is Syracuse University chemical engineering student, Katrina Bailey. So, Katrina, we're at a networking event, let's say for the NASB, and you see me kind of standing by myself with a smile. You say, well, I'm here to network and meet some people. What's your approach? What do you do? How do you do that? What do you say? Take us through that process in your mind and what you actually do.
Well, if I'm at a networking event, of course, I'm being professional. So regardless if it's a student or if it's you or if it's an employer, I would approach the person, shake their hand, introduce myself, saying, hi, my name is Katrina Bailey. What's your name? And I'll just make small talk, like, how are you liking this convention so far? Where are you from? What do you study? Or what's your career? And then basically make them comfortable and, you know, just so we can get to know each other more on a professional level.
And what's your goal with this conversation?
Well, to get to know them, to tell them a bit about myself, to see how I can help them, because they're standing alone, and of course they want someone to talk to since it's a networking event, so as to fill the gap that they're not fulfilling at that point. Tell them maybe if they needed something, I can connect them with someone that I know that can help them. Like before, well, this happened on LinkedIn, I connected one of my peers here in Syracuse University with an old friend. She is an art major, and I knew this person named Adarsh on LinkedIn. He is a director of an art program that I've done. So I connected him on LinkedIn saying, hey, my friend here really wants to do something for the summer, maybe intern at your art program. So it's just stuff like that, you know?
That's excellent. One of the key things you just mentioned that many both students and professionals struggle with is you go into networking thinking how you can help them. Many go into networking thinking that, you know, how can this individual help me? That's the primary objective. And really when you go and approach it from how can I help this individual, get to know them so I can connect them some way, it's a much more comfortable way. Only if you believe that you can help them and you also bring into play that your network is part of your asset. It's part of who you are. So although I may not be a musician, I may know musicians in my network. Someone asked me the other day, Rod, would you happen to have a pilot in your network? And I said, I think I do, but let me check. I went on LinkedIn, and I found a level one connection, pilot, and the reason why is they were doing an article that they needed to verify some information about security and compliance, you know, that a pilot would know. And I connected them, and sure enough, within 24 hours, they were exchanging emails and had a conversation, and they got the information. And that's beautiful. That's the beauty, is that we go into networking knowing that we have a powerful team behind us, which is key. So it's about the help. So, Katrina, as far as staying in touch, staying connected, right? So let's say you have a couple of hundred individuals, level ones. These are your core team, your family. These are the folks that got your back and you got their back. How do you stay in touch with them on a regular basis?
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely for close individuals, since I'm a college student, we text, we call. But if it's someone more distant, such as, say, my career advisor, definitely through email. And if it's someone on LinkedIn that I'm connected with but haven't really gotten to know that much, and I see that they're having, let's say, a work anniversary or they just got a new job, I would definitely reach out and say congratulations just to show them that I'm still connected with them in some way.
Yeah, so for instance, in LinkedIn, it allows you the opportunity that when Patrina is an anniversary at her job or school or her birthday, if you switch jobs, these are just reminders that come in. So when I send you a note, Patrina, about congratulations or just on your birthday, you know, or anyone else, in your mind, I would think is, well, they're thinking about me. And if they personalize the note a little bit versus just use, if they just hit click, which is congrats, I believe that's what LinkedIn does. Well, okay, you know they clicked. But if they personalize the note a little bit, say, hey, Patrina, congratulations, happy for you, keep going. I know your graduation is in May. Looking forward to hearing the good news when you graduate. I mean, that's just, you know that they were really thinking about you.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives you a warm feeling. So that my thought is that if I need to reach out to you now a week, a month, 3 months from now, I'm not going to be uncomfortable in asking for an introduction, in asking for some business intelligence because I've been in touch. Would you agree?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Very much.
So these are just things that, you know, we go on and we do. So now, in doing all this work, Patrina, at school and all that, how do you broadcast your brand? So you're the CEO of a wonderful enterprise, Bailey Inc. Enterprises. How do you get your message, your brand, how do you get it out there?
To be honest, I wouldn't say I necessarily broadcast myself. I definitely use LinkedIn, and as stated, I keep it up to date so as people that are viewing my account can see the latest things that I'm doing. And I feel like that my LinkedIn profile in itself speaks on my behalf. But, of course, if I'm just here in Syracuse and in a fortunate event that I run into someone that can possibly help me and I can possibly help them, I always keep my resume with me, an updated resume, so as I can give it to them and they can see and read more about me so as to see if they really want to connect with me or not. So that's
right.
How I would say I broadcast my personal brand. It's not so much on a bigger level, but more of, you know, just the basics.
Sure. Now, let's go a little bit through. In the chemical engineering curriculum and space and all the things that you're doing there in chemical engineering, and knowing that this is not my area of core competency, so forgive me if I misspeak in any way. It's not my strength. But in the chemical engineering space, are there documents that you write or projects that you're doing or presentations that you've put together for the university or a client?
Well, firstly, it's okay, but I am mechanical engineering.
I'm sorry, okay,
chemical.
I thought it was chemical, sure. Mm-hmm.
It's fine. And I've definitely written papers, done presentations, but they're not so much as for clients or the university. They're more as for a class and a group project. But I've definitely written papers, and they're called PPAs and NCPAs in my my internship. So I did an internship last summer with Carrier here in Syracuse University, and part of my job was to complete documents for my boss and his engineering team. So it was definitely beneficial that I would keep on task, definitely get acquainted with the whole project in itself so as to give them a very updated, fulfilling paper.
Right. Now, have you, one of the things that LinkedIn does provide, and we talk about LinkedIn being your website, LinkedIn allows you to publish that. And when people look at your profile, they can actually click and look at these documentations and presentations and videos. And that's all part of the just adding an extra dimension in your background, your profile.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and that's
I'm aware of that.
You know, something to consider. Yeah, no, absolutely. You're listening to OYC 21. This is Rod Colon on Blog Talk Radio, online at blogtalkradio.com/OYC21. Our guest today is Petrina Bailey, mechanical engineering student from Syracuse University. So here it is. You're just about to graduate. It's exciting. I'm sure you're all excited about May and going to graduate school. And have you thoughts of what school is next for you?
Oh, boy. I have a list. I'm still chewing down this list.
If you need any help with introductions to folks in various schools, just let me know. I'd be happy to do that.
Oh, will do. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So here I am, and this is kind of not really me, but let's say I'm a freshman at Syracuse, just starting out pursuing a mechanical engineering role. What would you tell me to do based on, geez, I wish I would have known the following when I was a freshman, not when I was a senior. What points would you share with me?
Oh, boy. I was definitely in that position freshman year. I made upperclassmen friends, and I asked them basically, oh, what classes should I take? What professors should I look out for? Which classes should I not take? And every freshman basically asked that question. But to go a little further, I would ask, what groups should I join if I'm interested in X, Y, and Z? Or who should I talk to in this engineering school about career? And another stuff like, what events are there on campus? Because there are some events that I still do not know of and that I've recently found out in my junior year that I wish somebody would have told me freshman year, because it seems like a lot of fun. Seems like something I can do on my very little downtime. And basically, a big one is how to apply to jobs and careers, because it's not just enough to go on our career website in our engineering department and applying to jobs that way. It's a good start, but you can do a little further and be a part of Inroads, which I'm a part of. That's how we met, and other avenues of that sort. I just wish somebody would have told me that freshman year.
Sure, sure. And with that, what would you say are some things individuals and students, so let's go with just students, what can students do to separate themselves from others? What should they look at? How should they share things? For many, growing up, Hispanic was not about being unique. It's about kind of fitting in. But now in the 21st century, it is about, you know, what separates you from other mechanical engineering students. And how do you approach that, and what are things to think about?
Well, I feel like that question not only resonates in college, but it carries on throughout your life. Like, how am I different? And I feel as though people can differentiate themselves through activities that they're passionate about, their passion in itself, habits, and so much more. But to me, it's important to know or at least have an idea of what you want in life. Once you know that, you can build yourself around achieving it. whether it's being the CEO of a large enterprise, a backpacker in an exotic country, whichever. I feel like that's how you differentiate. Of course, there's a lot more to it, but I feel like if you just know what you're passionate about, what you want in life, it can definitely influence you to do the activities that you want, and that in itself will fold out and differentiate yourself from others.
Yeah, love it. Katrina, I know there are many listening in, and we'll be downloading the archive. How do they reach out to you? What's the best way to reach out to you?
I would say LinkedIn. I have a big presence there, so just search up my name, Katrina Bailey, on LinkedIn, and you'll see me.
Excellent. And that's, let me spell that for everyone. That's Katrina, P-A-T-R-I-N-A, Bailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y. And Katrina, thank you so much for, taking some of your time, to just share with us the best practices and from a perspective of a student, a college student, who's, I know that you're, career is just on such a trajectory of success. So I am glad to have you on my team. I am grateful for what you shared today, and certainly this will be available for all to listen around the world. So thanks again for being on our program today.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. And that's Katrina Bailey, college student over at Syracuse University, mechanical engineering student. And that concludes our program today. To find out more information on how to own your career, visit my website on rodcolone.com. I love to hear from you during the week. Make sure you join our LinkedIn group, Own Your Career with Rod Colone. Here you can post your career questions and be part of a global group committed to running one's career as a business, the CEO of Me, Inc. I appreciate you. And I know how difficult it is to own your career. Thanks for listening in. God bless you. Keep the faith and networking alive. And on to our next show. This is Rod Colone with OIC 21. You really want it?